Welcome back to The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Mike and Scott. What's a trip to the beach without a game of Frisbee? Here, let me try this. All right, here we go. Watch out. Whoa! Oh, that was terrible. It went about 15 feet, then flopped right into the sand. Could I learn how to throw the Frisbee better? Alana Gordon to the rescue. She found some beach Frisbee pros to help out with this with a scientific approach, because knowing a bit of Frisbee physics comes in handy to avoid basic errors. Alana?
Mike, and I think I have found the place to help you with that throw. I am down the shore at the Wildwoods, walking in the sand in between dozens of ultimate Frisbee games. Oh.
Good.
You got it, dude.
Go, go, go! Oh! You walked in! I thought I'd drop in at what organizers call the largest Ultimate Frisbee Beach Tournament in the world.
Yes!
And we are going to meet up now with some experts in Frisbee throwing and physics.
Hi, I'm Ian McClellan. I play for the Philadelphia Spinners.
The Spinners is one of 8 pro Frisbee teams in the U.S. McClellan is thought to be one of the best throwers in the entire league.
And I'm here to tell you the mechanics of how to throw. What I can't talk about is the physics of what's behind that.
That is okay, because I've also invited Matthew Piccoli to join us.
I'm a mechanical engineering PhD student at the University of Pennsylvania.
He designs flying robots in a lab.
And I'm not that great at throwing, but I can talk about the physics.
Okay, let's start with the physics. Piccoli says the magic of a Frisbee flying through the air starts with something all flying objects like kites and airplanes need to do.
It generates lift, and that's why it stays in the air much longer than, say, if you just dropped a ball.
So how does it lift?
The Frisbee or the airplane or anything that's flying has to push the air down. And however it does it, whether it has a jet or a propeller or just it moves forward and the angle that it creates pushes the air down, it just has to push the air down.
And when the Frisbee pushes the air down, air pushes the Frisbee back up and lifts it. This is a basic physics principle that every action has an equal and opposite reaction. Piccoli says to generate a solid lift, the Frisbee also must be released at a very slight upward angle.
So that it looks like a fan blade, right? A fan has a little angle to it, and that pushes the air downwards as it's thrown.
I actually think that makes a lot of sense, knowing that you have to lift the front of the Frisbee just a little when you throw. I mean, that's true. That becomes muscle memory as you practice over and over and over. I guess I never understood the physics behind that, but that makes sense.
So now that the Frisbee has generated lift, it has to keep moving forward through the air. And in this case, some strong ocean winds to get to its target. For that to happen, the Frisbee has to be stable. Enter spin. The Frisbee must be spinning quickly.
That turns the Frisbee into a gyroscope, and that makes the Frisbee not want to change its direction. So the way you release the Frisbee is the way it's going to stay throughout the flight.
So that's the basic physics of a good throw. Now for the mechanics. McClellan says the very first step is having a strong grip on the disc.
And that's with your thumb on top and all 4 fingers curled around the rim. Just grip it nice and tight. The tighter the better, because that means you're going to get a lot of snap on it.
For a backhand, McClellan then positions his body standing sideways and prepares to throw the Frisbee to his coach standing about 30 yards away.
Next, you want to, you know, aim your body properly so that your feet and your shoulders are pointed at your target. You're going to reach back.
As McClellan does this, he curls or coils the Frisbee in with his wrist and arm. Then he gets ready to uncoil and release it in the same kind of snapping motion that you'd whip a towel.
And that is when you need to keep your arm flat, and then you snap at the end and release to make sure you get a lot of spin. The Frisbee should be released flat so that it stays flat. And as Matthew said, just lift the front just a little tiny bit so that it actually, you know, flies a good distance.
Let's review.
Once again, all 4 fingers are curled around the rim. The fingertips are on the inside of the lip. My thumb's on top. I'm going to curl my wrist, point my shoulders at the target, lean back, and snap through, making sure I have maximum wrist snap right on that release to make sure I get lots of spin so it just stays straight. Here we go.
Perfect, right to him.
That was an awesome throw. He totally nailed the angle. He put a lot of spin on the Frisbee, and that really helped it not change its direction as he threw it. And he He put a lot of forward energy into the Frisbee, and that made it go quite a ways, even in upwind.
So, knowing the physics can tell a beginner the exact right way to throw a Frisbee, but mastering it on the field, or in this case, the beach, that takes practice. Back on the sidelines of this tournament, there is some serious throwing happening. Hundreds of teams are competing against each other.
Come on, Freeman, get it!
But they don't take themselves too seriously. It is beach frisbee.
See her.
What's your name?
Peach.
What team do you play on?
Dumps Like a Truck. It's from the song, the thong song.
Do you guys have a cheer or anything? Or?
We do.
We do have a cheer.
You want it?
Those are the hotel room numbers, so we don't forget later.
For The Pulse, I'm Alana Gordon.